Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday, and it's Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. You recognize that, right? A little Top Gun music. What does that mean? What could that possibly mean? Well, it's just a little hint that Visit Pensacola is here in the house. I have Nicole Stacy. She is VP of Development for the organization. And how long have you been with them now?
9 years.
Yes, I would say long probably time. Expert extraordinaire for our expert panel.
I try.
There's so much happening, so I wanted to get, we're going to get right to it. So tell us everything. How are you?
How's everything going with Visit Pensacola? So everything's going well. We are off to a good start. The numbers look really strong.
Oh my gosh, like one of the biggest Saturdays a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't even like a big, wasn't like the Angels, you know, Blue Angels air show.
And the beauty of it is like we obviously track and record, and like January, February, March were awesome. April was really good. May, even despite the weather, I mean, it was a little flat, but like people are coming and they're ready and we're excited for summer. Like,
oh my gosh.
You know, it's here.
It's already here.
It is here. And so like June, we always say like June is like the get ready, right? There's lots of events. So visit Pensacola.com/events. There's lots to do. There's tons to do tonight. I was just talking about it with someone.
Oh my gosh.
Five Flag Speedway. There's a concert at the Wharf. There's always something going on.
Movie night's happening too.
Movie night. It's just
tomorrow night. And yeah, there's just so much.
So much going on. We just finished up Fiesta, which was so much fun. They just do such a great job. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to the Fiesta Court and DeLuna and everyone involved. But then we get ready for Christmas in July.
Right?
And I always make fun of, you know, my dear friend Brent Lane, because he's like a child opening up presents on Christmas.
I know.
But I am equally excited. Mm-hmm. And if you know me, mm-hmm. you know. Because mm-hmm. we are so excited for the Red, White, and Blues Week on Pensacola Beach that the Santa Rosa Island Authority has a huge hand in. Shout out to my girl, Robbie Schrock. Mm-hmm. She is working hard to make sure that everything's happening. But it's also the 80th year for the Blue Angels.
Isn't that
so
something?
So it's a big celebration this year, and we are just so excited about it. Keep in mind that it is a little bit later.
That's right.
In July. So July 15th.
Because it's typically right after the 4th, but the 4th is falling on a Saturday, and with the 250th celebration, it starts to get a little crowded. So it's good that they put it a little bit later.
It does. And so speaking of that first, you know, 4th of July, celebrating America's 250th, we're so excited. Palafox is done. It's going to be one of the largest fireworks shows on the Gulf Coast. Mm-hmm. So you can watch it either downtown. Pensacola Beach has got their own show.
And they sync it now with the downtown. Music is synced. So everything goes off at the same time. So you get your boat in the right place, you can see two fireworks shows at once.
Yes, you can go to the Star-Spangled Banner concert at the Wharf, excuse me.
Amphitheater.
Thank you. That the Mujays put on. And mm-hmm. that's, I think we were talking earlier, it's the 10th year for that. And if you've never been, it is so special. If you've never seen an orchestra perform,
it's just
now's
magical.
Your time.
Yeah, it's just like very, it's very much the 4th of July
it's
spirit
so
of America.
Cool. It is so cool. And I'm super excited. Obviously, I love the 4th of July. I love Sparkle. I love fireworks. But to celebrate America's 250th and to just be a part of something that's been around longer,
mm-hmm.
obviously Pensacola was here first.
Yes.
So we're always celebrating that. And something we're doing at Visit Pensacola that's really fun is called From the 1500s with Love.
Oh, what
it's like
is
our
that?
Tongue-in-cheek way of being like, happy birthday, America, but aww. We were here first. But, you know, it's just a way to celebrate history, because I think when you are thinking about American history, mm-hmm. you definitely don't think about Florida.
Right.
You certainly don't think about it first. And so
it's always the pilgrims.
You know, and that's fine, but we wanted to really put a nod on the fact that Pensacola, even St. Augustine, there's a lot of history. And so why not? While everyone is really like looking into more history and like mm-hmm. how can I experience it and how can I celebrate America 250, why not plan a vacation to Pensacola? Come do America's first settlement trail. Let's go do Historic Village. Let's go to Fort Pickens. Mm-hmm. Let's go see the Blue Angels in their 80th year. So we've got that campaign going. And as a part of that, we are doing the Pensacola Love Letters series.
Now, you would ask when she came in, you know about it. I said, how did I miss this? Okay, tell me all about it.
So we want you to write a letter to Pensacola, 500 words or less, on what you love. Like, what makes the moments for you so special in Pensacola? We've all got one. Mm-hmm. We've all got a story. Mine probably will be around the first time I ever saw the Blue Angels, because my whole life just changed.
Wow.
It was like, it gives you goosebumps, and mm-hmm. it never gets old. It could be, you know, I did a sunset sale and I got engaged. I went and had the most amazing meal and it was the first time I ever had oysters. Mm-hmm. It could be anything. It could mm-hmm. be family vacations and traditions. It could be whatever you want.
I had one of those when I was doing a dolphin cruise.
Yeah.
But it was on the morning that they were doing a Blue Angels practice.
Incredible.
And I didn't realize it was going to be at the same time. So the dolphins were jumping. The Blue Angels were flying over us. And at one point, the people on the boat waved. And the Blue Angel flew in and kind of waved at us with his wing.
See, Meg, it sounds like you're making that up, but I know you're not.
I
know you're not. Because that's how cool it is that we live here.
When I think about
that. I know.
Still one of my favorite memories.
It's amazing. So what we're asking is, like, what does your story look like? We're inviting you to write a letter about Pensacola, 500 words or less, like I said, and it is for your chance to win a Pensacola staycation or vacation.
Nice.
So if you live here, mm-hmm. it's a staycation, and we love that. If your friends and family want to write in letters because they love visiting and there's this really special moment they've had, they could win a vacation for four people valued at just over $2,500.
Wow, that's fantastic.
All of our partners came in on this. Mm-hmm. They all donated certain things. We've got a fishing charter, a dolphin cruise. We've got Fast Eddie's. We've got Floribama, and we've got Iron and Union Public House, Bamboo Willie's, O'Reilly's, Historic Pensacola, Renfro Pecans, and then all of your lodging. So mm-hmm. it's a three-night stay for four at the Hilton Pensacola Beach in a junior suite.
Nice.
The only thing I'm not going to pay for is your airfare or your gas.
Okay.
But if that's all you have to do.
I could figure out a way.
I have everything else for you.
I'll figure out a way.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So that's going to run through June 30th.
So how do I enter?
Visit Pensacola.com/love letter.
Okay.
You could even Google Pensacola love letter. We've got it. We've got it strategically coming up on everything.
So okay.
You can't miss it.
Okay. I'm not surprised. And I've referenced y'all a lot on this show because it's one of the best calendars of events
you can go to.
So I always say, if you're in doubt, looking for something to do, go to visitpensacola.com and click right on the events. And you can even, when you've got friends, family coming in from out of town, they may not be coming till August or September, but you can put those dates in and see what's happening on those weekends.
Absolutely.
It's that well kept.
It is. Thank you. And we really are proud of that calendar of events. And if you are an organization in Escambia County that's got events going on and you're like, gosh, what, how else can I do some marketing? Mm-hmm. Visit Pensacola.com is a free resource for you. Anyone within Escambia County that has a tourism event related can put their events online. So if you've got a happy hour, if you've got a concert, you've got bingo, you've got an arts festival, anything.
Nonprofits can have things all the time.
It is free to put your events on our calendar. That's how we pull it for our Instagram and for our social channels. It's how we put it on our newsletters. So we're not only sharing it with the local community, but we're also sharing it to hundreds of thousands of our closest friends who
right.
have, you know, signed on to receive all the information they can about us.
It's great communication, and that's what Visit Pensacola does so well at. And if you're wondering who I'm talking to, this is Nicole Stacy. She's with Visit Pensacola. If you've got a question about Visit Pensacola, maybe some of the events coming up this summer, just text it in at 850-437-1620. So speaking of summer.
Yes.
Speaking of summer, we've talked a bit about the 4th of July and the fireworks, but then right after that, almost about, 10 days, 2 weeks after? Mm-hmm. What are the dates, times? I have it on my calendar, but I want to hear all the specifics of
Absolutely.
All the things that are going to happen.
Yeah, so Red, White, and Blues Week in Pensacola Beach, it'll run Wednesday, July 15th through Saturday, July 18th. If you're not familiar with the schedule, there is a day for everyone to enjoy,
mm-hmm.
or if you're crazy like me, you can be out there every single day and
enjoy.
Been there,
done that a few times, yeah.
You know, so Wednesday we kick off, it's called Breakfast with the Blues. It really is like their circle and arrivals. That's the time that they're kind of documenting the airspace. They're checking and making sure the Coast Guard cutter is in the right spot. They're just...
And anybody can go out to watch that.
Anybody.
It's like seeing a pre-rehearsal, a preview of
really
the show.
It really is. And I always say, like, if you have small children and, like, the crowds and the other planes are not your thing,
mm-hmm.
that is a great time. You get out there early in the morning. I mean, they start as early. I think last year they were, like, 7:30, 7:35.
Mm, it's pretty early.
But it's not a full show, right?
Mm-hmm.
So don't come with those expectations. Grab a coffee. Grab a snack. Some of the restaurants are open for breakfast, but you can watch them. And then towards the end of their air traffic control, that's what I'm going to call it,
mm-hmm.
then they start to do some of their maneuvers, which is really fun.
Which is fun.
You know, if you were there last year, if you know, you know. So then Thursday is a full practice show for the Blues.
Mm-hmm.
And so Thursday at 2:00, the Blues will fly. That is another great day because it's a full show of just the Blue Angels. So if you're like, I love the civilian acts, but I really don't want to fight the traffic on the weekend, or I'm going out of town. I don't want to miss the Blues or whatever the situation might be. I love Thursday.
They're really been this popular, and it's a lot of locals too.
It's a lot of locals, but again, if you've got children, because I understand, right? The crowds are very large on the weekend. It gets hot. You got to get there early. Thursday is just an easier day.
It's fun.
It's so much fun.
And you see a whole show.
And it's really special because something really cool that a lot of people don't know is the Santa Rosa Island Authority is putting on a very special event for the spouses of the Blues at that time. Mm-hmm. So we always say, like, Thursday's the best because they show off for their spouses.
That's right. They're right there.
It really is. And so that's a really cool way to see. It's just, we take care of our people, and that is something that the Island Authority does so well on Thursdays. And then Friday is a full dress rehearsal. So starting at about 10:30, you'll have your civilian acts. And then at 2 o'clock, always 2 o'clock, the Blues fly. And then Saturday's the full show.
So they'll
start again approximately 11 o'clock for the official kickoff of the air show. And then the Blues will be the headliners at 2 o'clock.
It is so much fun. If you've never done it, it's got to be on your bucket list. You got to do it at least once. But I know you've been there many times, and so have I. But I was going to say, what are some tips that you can give in terms of if you are going to come out? About what time should you try to get out there? Do you have any tips or advice?
Yeah, you know, so there's so many ways that you can enjoy this weekend. So you can be one that just loves the excitement, and you get up super early and you head out on the beach, you know, as early as 6 a.m.
I know people that do that.
And some people love it. But then I have friends that are like, you know what? I kind of waited for that rush of traffic to die down. Mm-hmm. And then I came out around 9 a.m.
Right.
You got coffee and got to sleep in a little bit.
Right.
You know, and they have a maneuver of like, this is where I'm going to park, or I'm going to go down to Park East or Park West and I'm going to ride the trolley in, because that's also a free resource. Like, yes, your car is not there in the main area, but you're still getting around. We've really, really worked hard to make that navigation a little bit easier. You can always watch the Blues on the Bayside if you wanted to. You know, set up camp behind Bamboo Willies or Flounders, or if you're on a boat and you're at the Tiki, you can watch it over there. A lot of people watch it in Sabine on boat. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, right there at the pier is front and center. That is center point. That is where the action takes place. I always tell people, no matter how many times you've seen the Blue Angels, you have to at least watch it one time from the Gulf Side Pavilion.
Absolutely.
You have to.
Yeah, there's no getting around it.
Because we have the narration there.
And that's the center point.
So they're narrating it. The center point is there. The action is there. You're around all of your closest best friends. And it's just exciting.
It is exciting. And I should mention, on behalf of my friends at the Pensacola Beach Chamber, they also have on Friday and Saturday the Blues Beachside Bazaar, which has gotten better and better every year. And so you can buy, they have food vendors there. I have a whole list here of vendors and things you can do. And that goes on starting, I think it's 7:30 on Fridays, and it's from 7 to 4 Friday. And it looks like the same time on Saturday. So
I've gotten some of my best Blue Angel custom jewelry from that bazaar.
Me too. Mm-hmm. So they have artists there, and it's right there, right by the Gulfside Pavilion. So there's a lot happening right there, plus the restrooms, and there's usually water, extra water there. ECUA provides a water truck. There's all kinds of ways to help you get through the day.
Absolutely. News Radio will be there narrating it.
So our sister station, Cat Country, will be there
for live traffic and weather updates. And so, you know, this is one of those things in the community that when you talk about Pensacola, 9 times out of 10, you're bringing up the Blue Angels in some way, shape, or form, whether it be the Naval Aviation Museum, whether it's their 80th birthday, whether it's a Blue Angels show, or you saw them somewhere else, you're bringing it up. And so this is the week that we celebrate.
Definitely the week.
I always tell you, it's Christmas in July.
It absolutely is, and it's just so much fun. But if you have a question about some of these activities or something that else that Visit Pensacola is working with, please just text it in here at Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. And the role that you play is so broad, and of course it's a critical role with this big event that's coming up, but maybe kind of let people know some of the other things that you do, Nicole, because you're busy all year round.
We are.
People don't realize this Blue Angels event was started planning last year at this time.
Really? And
so
you're about a year out from all these events. The credit of the planning, that goes to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. We're just the storytellers at Visit Pensacola. And so we serve as the destination marketing organization for all of Escambia County. So our job is to promote outside of Escambia County why you should be visiting here. Why should I come to Pensacola Beach, Pensacola, Perdido Key, why?
Right.
Tell me why.
Right.
Hence the love letters about Pensacola. Like, we love telling your stories. We have a partnership program where businesses can be partners with Visit Pensacola, and then we get to go out and say, like, hey, did you know that the Floribama celebrating X, Y, and Z, and have you ever thrown a mullet over the state line? Like, that's my job.
It's a real talent.
It's so cool.
I have to see the faces, though, when you're in Europe talking about the Floribama mullet throwing. I'm thinking, what's a mullet?
I'll never forget. We took
Are they
the
cutting
mullet.
Off their hair?
We took the mullet toss to Nashville, and we had people throwing them, and it was just like, what? And I'm like, no gloves. That's the rule.
I love it.
You know, but then we get to do things like, there's so much data in what we do, and so where are our top markets? It's, you know, Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, Atlanta, Nashville. We work with the airport. If there's new flights or nonstop flights, like, how can we continue to help them with their lift? And
right.
the airport is crushing it. So we are all working hand in hand with sailing. You know, American Magic. We're so excited for American Magic. We're so excited for Sail GP. That's a huge international opportunity. And so the fact that there's so much vested interest really does align with the fact that, like, we're now dabbling internationally. And we know that the international visitor loves Florida. I'm specifically speaking about the UK. That's one of Florida's biggest markets. And so why wouldn't we talk to them? They're already coming to Florida. Now let's give them an opportunity to see what I would like to call real Florida, an actual vacation in Florida, because the mouse is not truly a relaxing vacation, as we all know.
I mean, it's, you got to do it once, but.
Yeah, and so that's really our job. It's to tell the stories. It's to tell people why. Why should they visit? And to do it smartly. You know, summer is busy.
Yeah.
Traffic is there. But we can do it smart, and we can do it together. And that's really our role, is to work with our community partners on how do we keep people in your restaurants? How do I keep people in your hotels all year long? How do I make sure that these really cool events that we get to promote have lots of people?
Right.
Not just our locals, but other people that want to come and visit and learn more about us.
Well, we're so unique because of where we're located. When I tell my friends in New York that I'm in Pensacola, well, I'm flying down to Miami next week. I'll come see you. You have to understand where we are. But the beauty of that is, it's the Gulf of America. I mean, it's the Gulf of Mexico, whatever you decide to call
it. It's the Gulf.
It's the Gulf is where I go. But when you see those crystal clear waters, and recently has been so beautiful, and you see the manatees, and you see the turtles, the sea turtles are nesting right now. There's so much natural beauty.
Yeah.
And how do you even let people understand how beautiful it is?
A lot of video.
Yeah, a lot of video, a lot of pictures. And there's a reason I'm so excited, because we won the Cone Nest. Traveler's Magazine.
So America's Best Beach through Condé Nast Travelers. That's over 750,000 voters said Pensacola Beach was it.
Over Hawaii, y'all.
Over Hawaii.
I mean,
we agree.
We agree. But
the best part about that article was that it wasn't about the beach. It was about everything else that you can enjoy in Pensacola. And that is why we say we're the way to beach.
Right.
Because, yeah, you're coming here for the beach. We know that. But you're not going to spend your entire time at the beach. So we have to be sure that we can order. We can allow for all of these other opportunities. Downtown, what we've done with Palafox, it's
beautiful.
Oh, my beautiful.
Gosh. It's really
it's finished. Now we get
perfect.
To enjoy it. All of the restaurants and the awards that these restaurants are winning.
I know. It's incredible.
The festivals that we have, the boutique shopping, the arts, everything that we have really does play a role. It definitely helps my job be a lot easier.
Yeah.
You know, but we work together. Like, I don't know what I don't know. My team doesn't know what they don't know. And so we're always out trying to discover, what else can we tell people?
Well, I think you really touched on something about the history. I didn't realize that when I moved here.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So I started walking around downtown and took advantage of some of the museums. I mean, that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother conversation about the history and which you can explore and find out about. And they do that in downtown Pensacola. And they also have a walking trail on the beach.
They do.
Which you can take advantage of that and find out what the history is as you go out to Fort Pickens
and
some of
the
other places.
Yeah, and even, you know, all of our state parks, like Big Lagoon and Johnson Beach. And Fort Pickens, as you said. And
even Naval Live Oaks is pretty out there.
Park East, Park West. And gosh, if you've never been to the Aviation Museum, it's one of the world's largest.
It's incredible.
You see something new every single time you're there. We go there often. But the lighthouse, and even they've got a new trail, so you can learn more about that. And it's just We live in a really cool place.
Yes, we do. We're very, very lucky. This is Nicole Stacy. She's with Visit Pensacola, who does so much to let people know about our little jewel of paradise right here in Pensacola and Pensacola Beach. But it is exciting. This is an exciting season. So if someone just joined us, can we recap a little bit some of the summer events?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, we are shouting very proud that we are America's first.
Yes.
We're America's best beach.
Yes.
And we were here.
We need signage.
Yes. So we're a bit older than 250
That's
years.
Right. Here,
but we are celebrating America 250. And so our team has put together an entire landing page of events that are taking place. 4th of July is going to be huge in Pensacola. Pensacola Beach and Pensacola are doing a synced show,
which is so cool.
It's going to be one of the largest on the Gulf Coast. We're very excited about that. But you can also go see the orchestra. You can go and just set up shop truly wherever you want, because you're going to be able to see them from what I hear. So that's going to be a really big deal. We're also doing the Pensacola Love Letters. The ending, the deadline for that is June 30th. So write us a letter.
So even if you live here locally, you can be
you
in
can
it.
Enter.
Okay.
We've had over almost 3,000 entries so far.
How are you going to pick?
Well, I'm not going to.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
But I think
that
it's
says
a testament of why people love Pensacola. It's special. But it's a staycation or a vacation. The only thing we're not covering is your travel, but we've got everything else taken
care
of. It's
only about 15 minutes across the bridge. I can handle that.
Yeah, you got this.
I got this.
You got this. I mean, you know, once June wraps up, we're heading into the 4th of July. We're heading into Red, White, and Blues Week on Pensacola Beach featuring the Blue Angels. It is their 80th year,
wow,
which is huge. It was the museum's 200th, the base,
yes,
200th
that's
year.
Right.
So big things happening. July 15th is the start of that week with Breakfast with the Blues. Get out there early.
It's
grab
a great
your
way to see them if you don't want to go to the crowds. It really is great.
Yes. Thursday is a practice for the Blues at 2 o'clock. Another fantastic way to see them. Friday and Saturday are full shows. Friday is the dress rehearsal, so you'll have civilian acts. And Robbie and the team out there at the Island Authority have put together some really cool civilian acts. And then the Blues will fly each day at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And then Sunday, we rest.
And you can look on the website. You can see. You can put up Blue Angels. You can look at their Vince Pensacola's website because it has the whole schedule.
Absolutely.
And it also lists all the different, the pre-show. What is it? The
civilian acts?
Thank you. Civilian acts, yes.
And it shows you tips and tricks on parking, sun protection, hydration. We've got the Beach Bazaar with the chamber and all of the vendors. There's all kinds of stuff out there. So, like I said, at least one of the days, Friday or Saturday, you want to check out the Gulfside
Just
Pavilion.
Once, yeah, for sure. So then you also had recently a big celebration of something for the beach, too.
We did.
So we should say congratulations to everybody that made the Beach Nourishment Project come to fruition.
Yes.
Again, excellent timing.
Congratulations to the Escambia County County Commissioners and to the Santa Rosa Island Authority and to all of the community partners. I mean, we got to keep those beaches fresh.
Yeah.
And it really does help. It helps with infrastructure. It helps with safety. It helps with hurricane. It's just, it has to be done.
Well, and it was 8 miles, I believe.
Yes.
And so when you can see the before and after pictures, it's miraculous what
they
did.
It really is.
I mean,
really
I don't really
is.
Understand how they did it, but what they accomplished is so important.
Yeah, I mean,
and
as America's
beautiful.
Best beach, we better keep it the best.
You know, it's beautiful. Nicole Stacy, what is the best part of your job?
Oh, getting to tell all of your stories.
Yeah.
I love it.
You have 3,000 letters to read now.
I know. We're going to be busy. But,
you
know, I love it. I love that there's never a dull moment in Pensacola. I love that there's always something special going on. There's always a festival or an event. I love that we are welcoming to every single human being, no matter where you're from or what your family's about. We want you here and that we can provide a vacation for anyone.
Absolutely. So you can go to their website. It has so much information about everything, not just events, but also so many other things.
All of the content or blogs, everything between weather and webcams and beach cams and golf cams. You name it, we've got it. Visit Pensacola.com. You can follow along with us on social media. We love having conversations with our audience on what they love best and what else we can do. We've just got an awesome team.
And I want to give a shout out to the Visit Pensacola Visitor Center, which is right at the base of the bridge, and Perdido Key, and of course, one of my faves, the Pensacola Beach Visitor Center. Take advantage of it. They have all the information you need.
So much information.
And your guide for the summer.
Oh, yeah, our brand new guide.
Yes.
Come check us out.
And you can get that digitally, too, on the website.
Yes.
Nicole, thank you for coming
thank
in on
you.
A Friday morning. It's always great to see you.
I'll see you soon.